on his holy throne, all the angels, seraphims, they were singing a song, Holy, Holy. Then when he see God's reality, he feels shame. He saw his sinfulness very clear. Then the fire of God came to touch his lip, and he became clean. That is the scripture told us. Immediately when God asked him, whom shall I send? Because his life was fixed, and he said, send me. Send me. That's not the story. Then after that, God gave him amazing, very difficult responsibility to Isaiah. I don't want that kind of ministry. Let me read it. And he said, go and tell these people, hear you indeed, but understand not. And see you indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of the people fat, and make their ears heavy, and you shall their ear. Lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Anyhow, here, the commission was very hard. I don't know how many of us willing to go for this kind of ministry. But Isaiah was, the scripture portion not telling us what Isaiah at the end respond. But the story end with God's prophecy. This how long? Then finally he said, let it be. How long? And also the very difficult continuation here. If we are honest to ourselves, we have so many how longs. In Revelation, also, first in chapter 6, it says, you know, how long you will be silent not to revenge the blood of the saints. And later on, as you go by the Revelation book, it says, the death has come. He weep their eyes. This is our reality in our Christian life. As he's struggling, you know, many times when we are in this kind of discouragement, the dangerous is the next step. Unless we are spiritually matured, we go in a very wrong direction. In a very wrong direction. Instead of going another direction, depending on himself and in other things, instead, David began to pray from that darkness conditions. That is the only place he have to go, to the holy throne of his God. And he went, he read, let me read it. Verse 3 and 4. Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Immediately after those four questions, how long question, he get into the prayer. It seems he left up his eyes upon the mountain. Where shall it comes, my hope? Like David said, my hope is from the one who created heaven and earth. Exactly in the same condition, David, he went to the holy throne. It is a good place for us to go always. In Habakkuk chapter 2, the end verse, it says, God is in holy thrones. Always faithfully he is there. Immovable. He is always there. We have a place to go when we discourage. When things go wrong, we have a place to go. Amen. To lift our burden. So David, he approached God prayerfully. Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Light in my eyes is. Can you imagine here, he take the blame to himself? And instead of blaming others, it seems, I am the one who are not able to see your glory, your reasoning, your power, and what you are doing is not clear to me. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. I'm glad he took his weakness honestly. But he said, you know, if you left me in this situation, lest I sleep the sleep of days. Before that, open my eyes. Open my eyes. As I said, you know, we lost those churches, 8 churches in within a short period of time. Can you imagine after you served 12 years? Even we felt sometime it is shame for us. If I share with you, you may say, you know, what is wrong with this guy? Maybe he didn't do something. Maybe that is his mistakes. You know, there will be a time we shut down our mouths until God act in our behalf. Now, last year, all those 8 churches, one of the pastor messed up all these things. All the 8 churches return back with a repentance to us. Now they are in our fellowship. You know, God will give you time to speak loud, to speak victory. But it is not always. It's not always. We pass through pain, darkness, and persecuted. So many things you can name it. But David here, he approached the Holy God, his throne. It is good always for us to go with all our discouragement to the one, nothing impossible, to Almighty God. Maybe it can be, you know, in our family life, in our situation, in our politics, in our churches. This is our reality. Let us be honest like David. And the option is to go to the Holy Throne. That is the option. Maybe many people, and maybe no one can understand you if you tell your weakness. Maybe people misjudge you. So stay with the Lord and until he gave you this victorious life from you, and stay in private. Stay in private. Stay silent. Here, when you see the story, David, he is speaking for us loud, but you know, it seems he's speaking to himself. Now, how long, how long, how long? And immediately he went to prayer, where he can get a hope and victory. And he is not only honest for him about himself, he's also honest about his enemies. Sometimes, you know, maybe in this case, his enemy may be military or his own elves, maybe something else. I cannot define here because the scripture is silent on that. But he has something what scared him daily. He's not feeling comfortable there. I think Paul was honest in his messages about fearing so many things. Sometimes he mentioned false brothers. So many things he listed because he is honest to tell us there are many enemies. There are many who are ready to stop us. He is speaking, you know, Lord, if my enemy get advantage, I'm useless for you. I am useless for you. If we are defeated, we are useless. You know, the first one is complaining and problematic part, verse 1 and 2. Verse 3 and 4, he's approaching Holy Throne and praying. The last two, The last two verses are amazing also. How can somebody, after those kind of complaint, going to the higher level to sing and worship the Holy God? He said, "But I have trust in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation." You know, he began to think about God's promise because he is faithful to his promises. He's not changing his promises. He's always kind and merciful God for us. Always we don't feel shame when we go to his holy throne. And he said, "I have trusted you." It seems, you know, I made some mistakes by complaining, by not waiting faithfully to you. Now, I trust in your mercy and goodness. In your mercy and goodness. You know, this is interesting place in our spiritual life, to return back to the right place. Because of many things, our worship is, you know, spoiled and not acceptable to God. Because of so many complaints and questions, misunderstanding, living in darkness. But when God deal in our life, when we began to trust in him, and our heart and our life feel of rejoice and happiness and glorify God. Amen. And he began even to count the good things. Now he's out of those discouragement and despair. He began to count. Honestly, I have a good friend that I love him so much. I've been with him for the last 45 years or something. He's struggling in his spiritual life. I try to tell him always, you know, to count his blessing. By no means he don't have capacity to see what already gave him. He is not able to count all of those things. Only he count the thing he don't have. Sometime, my friend, I said to him, "My friend, do you know you have this, you have that, you have this?" Even I count to him. "You have this, you have that." No, his heart is not rest in the Lord. Unless our heart is rest in the Lord, we are not able to count what we have. He is living, my friend, he is always living in bad life. His life is not exemplary. What comes out from his mouth is not good, not encouraging. Because, to me, in order to count, able to count our blessing, we need to go to his holy throne. That is the place where all our problems fixed by God, by the Holy Spirit. "I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." How can this guy, you know, in the same chapter, in this only six verses, he complained and he was discouraged, he was in despair. And he understood the way how to get out from this. And he went to his holy throne and he kneeled down there. He fixed, the Holy Spirit fixed his life. And when he returned back, he was full of joy with a capacity to glorify God, with a worship that is acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. My challenge is, you know, I know Satan can deceive anyone. Whether we have enough abundant, he can show us, he have ability to show us you don't have nothing. We don't have nothing. You know how much you have when you see the third world in Africa. You better be thankful to God. You have great country. You have great freedom. And in the entire world, your country is the most peaceful country. These days, because of politics, fights in Africa, going from the capital city long distance is not that easy. Those who are ready to come to Ethiopia, don't be afraid. But I am speaking general. Brother Terry, I was last week in Kenya, Nairobi. I thank the Lord about the peaceful condition there in Kenya. We drove 500 kilometers all the way to on the road to Mombasa. No police stopped us. Our passport is not checked. But, you know, I'm glad, you know, there are some countries that they have peace. They have peace. But I want to encourage you. Come over to us. See and what the Lord did in our ministry. Not only for this generation, for the next generation. As I am concluding my message, yes, it is reality. One way or the other, whoever we are, we will face challenges, problems, discouragements. I don't know what you call it. Dr. Manley is here. If the depression is the right word, whatever it is, go to his holy throne. Let us fix our life there. When we return back, when we return back from his holy throne, we will bring to our God all the blessing, all kind of worship, acceptable worships. Let us not miss going to his holy throne. Let us go always to our altars. Let us pour our life in front of our Holy Savior. This scripture part, I don't know how much I explained, challenged my life. This man David, he speak complain. You know, within this short period of time, something changed his mind. It is a scripture. It is a scripture. It is a scripture. Then he become full of joy and praise. It is possible to fix our life. Don't remain in that discouragement. Don't remain in despair. We have hope in the Lord. We can come out. We can be victorious in our Savior. In our Savior. Recently, when I dismiss this, recently, you know, God did amazing thing. As I said, you know, there are many times we discourage. Even in our ministry, we said, how long? Even sometimes we are not good. We can say, why, Lord, you are doing this? Even though that's wrong questions. God did amazing work in our ministry. I don't know if Pastor Mark mentioned to you that we went down to South Ethiopia. We went to one of our churches. And our evangelists, we call them the missionary evangelists there, and we send them different villages. We went together with them. And the guy, the Muslim imam, his brother got saved. He's a Muslim guy. That's not the story. This big Muslim guy, he threatened his brother, I am going to kill you unless you return back from this way. Then this guy, he becomes stronger and stronger. Even you die, kill me, I will die. Left my hand unto the Lord. I don't care, you only kill my body. That's what he said. Then finally, after many arguments, then this guy, you know, the word of God somehow worked in that imam's life. Then suddenly, without, you know, no one expected what he said is, bring your leaders. If they answer this question, I will follow. But, you know, they can't answer this question. Oh. You know, that is, you know, God's part. We cannot fix spiritual problems, no matter we explain. No matter we explain. But we are invited. They came. Honestly, I was scared. I don't have techniques to convert people. I don't have techniques. I don't have technique to convert a Muslim guy to Christianity. I don't have that capacity. That is the place of the Holy Spirit. Then we began to discuss so many things. He's saying, if you answer this question, instead of answering his question, I continue speaking the word of God, his mercy, his kindness, and how he died in behalf of us. Then that guy, he decided not to challenge us or question anymore. Suddenly he said, I want to trust the Lord. This Muslim imam. Amazing, two local churches recently planted among the Muslim-dominated area. It's not always we have how long questions. We have also victorious questions. When we have many how long question, we know where to go. God taught us these lessons because he's permanently, without moving, he's always there at his own holy throne. I know where I'm going. I know where my problems are fixed. By the way, it is good. We need to use this, you know. I don't know how much. You know, there will be a time, Pastor Mark, we discourage a lot in the ministry. I don't want to say all the victorious things, you know. Well, there are so many challenges in the ministry. You know, when I called to my Pastor Mark, nobody understand how I become encouraged, Pastor Mark. The day I speak, he may not speak anything, you know, fancy or something, you know. He speak his heart. He share his love to me. He tell me how he loved me. That means a lot. Without the problem is there, but only his encouragement, you know, fix my problem. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Because of those encouragement, God is doing among us. Thank you, and God bless you, Brother Mark, would you come here?